Whether you're still on that holiday road or if you're back at work with us, thanks for tuning in for the Texas Standard this, Thursday, December 27th. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. Most of us have been taking it easy the past few days, spending time around the tree or the fireplace or the TV, but there's been little rest for many in El Paso. For a look at why, we turn to Bob Moore. He reports on immigration for the Washington Post and Texas Monthly. Bob, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
First, could you describe how the humanitarian situation in El Paso has developed since Christmas?
Beginning on Sunday night, Immigration and Customs Enforcement have been releasing large numbers of migrants, mostly from Central America. On the 23rd, they released 400 into the community. And then in subsequent days, on Christmas Eve, we had another 200 released. On Christmas Day, it was another 200. And then yesterday, 500. A nonprofit called Annunciation House has been taking these people into what it calls hospitality centers, where it gives them shelter and food. But this influx has just strained Annunciation House's capacity beyond all measure.
And the large dump, does that have to do with the limitations on how long the federal government is allowed to hold, especially minors, and so therefore their families with them?
That's why they're being released into the community. They're not allowed to hold them for long periods. These people have all passed credible fear interviews on their asylum claims. And so these people generally get released with a notice to appear in court. It will probably take something like 3 years for their asylum claims to be adjudicated.
And this is all happening, as we now know, two migrant children have died in Border Patrol custody this month. First, 7-year-old Jacqueline Ka'al and now 8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso. Have you seen any changes in the agency's operations since those deaths?
The only significant change so far is they did do a mass health check on all of the children in CBP custody. We're still waiting to see what major policy changes might be made. I think one of the really important things to understand about this latest death is this boy, after he became sick, after he was treated at the hospital and released, he was taken to a highway checkpoint in New Mexico and placed with his father in a very dingy cell where he got increasingly ill and then was taken back to the hospital and died. CBP, for months without the public really knowing about it, has been warehousing families at these highway checkpoints simply because they don't have any other detention space, which gets to the real root of both the humanitarian crisis going on in El Paso right now and what caused the deaths of these two children. And that is that we have an immigration enforcement system that's still built largely to stop single Mexican men from entering the United States. That has not been a significant problem for more than a decade. Instead, what we have are large numbers of migrant families from Central America coming here to seek asylum. But we don't have an infrastructure to hold them after they're apprehended. We don't have an infrastructure to process their asylum claims in an expeditious manner. This is a political failure on a massive scale, not just by this administration, but also by the previous administration and also by the last 3 or 4 Congresses. And so now you have two children who have died in government custody. You have hundreds of people being released into the streets of El Paso, where the federal government is basically saying, okay, people of El Paso, you take care of our problems. That's the state of where our immigration enforcement system is today.
Bob Moore is a reporter in El Paso covering immigration for the Washington Post and Texas Monthly. Bob, thank you again for your time.
Thanks for having me.